Welcome to the Live Wealthy Podcast with Dawn, where we are growing our wealth and our worth at the same time. You ready? Let's go. Well, welcome back to the Live Wealthy Podcast. Today, I'm lucky enough to have Moira. Most people cannot pronounce her name, and I couldn't forever either. But my dear friend Moira, who I met last year, and even though we haven't had decades of connection, I felt immediately connected to her. I was on her podcast listening to her story, and I think she delivers such an impactful community. And what she does for women is comparable to other mastermind events and just this community that she's created. So I wanted to invite her on to the podcast. Moira, thank you for being here this morning with me.
Oh my gosh, Dawn, I'm so excited. I felt the same way. You know, the second we met, it was just instant connection, instant chemistry, and you're just like a girlfriend, which you're also just a badass, which is how I like to choose my girlfriends. So that comes in handy.
Absolutely. And you just know, you mm-hmm. feel it in your gut, and they say the gut is 95% right. So I wanted to just have more time with you this year. We didn't even talk like 2 seconds before the podcast. We both show up in our pink gear today. We're sitting here. I'm getting licked nonstop by this guy. Stop licking me.
Oh, so cute.
But really, like, I know I have limited time with you because you are so extremely busy. And what I want to do is just have some girl talk. I'm still drinking my coffee. You're drinking your coffee. I want to get a little real and raw. And my two things that I want to get across today and have this girl coffee conversation mm-hmm. is really about who you are, your story, what makes Moira so unique and different, and then how you help women. Because I know just by connecting with you over Instagram is that, you know, you help ambitious women have more impact and have these breakthroughs. So I want to just talk authentically about that. But before we get into that, tell us about you, your story, and what makes you so special, and why. Tell people why I love you so much.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. You know, I think we are also special. That's the thing. And I didn't know that about myself for a long time. I didn't believe that about myself. And, you know, I always love to start with my story because so often when I'm introduced on a podcast or on stages or whatever it is, it's just accolade, 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 you know, best selling this, top podcast, number one this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm always like, what are they talking about? Like, how is that me? Like, how do I have all those subtitles when I'm introduced on a stage like that? And so I always start with my story because my belief in other people comes from my own personal experience that if little old me, if I, who was so broken, can accomplish all of these crazy wild dreams and build these big businesses and launch the podcast and write the book and do all the things, then anybody can. Because truly, that's like at the foundation. If I can do this, y'all, you can do this. And so I believe that my superpower is building belief in women. Mm. And it's simply because I almost dropped the F-bomb. I believe in you, right? Yeah. I always say, like, I might drop the F-bomb, but I love Jesus too. But
it's like, yes, me too.
It's just my heart. You said we were talking real girl talk here, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And so let me take you back. My story is that I was born in like a really kind of amazing family. I mean, it's just, I'm the youngest of 6 Irish Catholic kids. Like, there was really nothing, you know, like traumatic that happened. And so don't compare yourself to that because I know so many people have walked through really hard things, but I kind of created my own tragedy, for some reason. And I believe that it's both genetic. I believe that it was the perfect storm of being genetically predisposed to addiction, right? There was alcoholism in my family, but not in my like immediate home at all. And then couple that with a personality that's just like type A, balls to the wall, driven, gotta win. Like, I've been thinking about that a lot this week. I'm like, man, that was in me. Like, I mean, when I was 3, like, yes, I'm gonna win, right? So I'm an achiever. And I think it was the perfect storm of, you know, a setup to fall quickly into addiction. Because I always say, because people are like, what happened? Like, what in the world? You were supposed to be going to like med school, athletic scholarship, like your life imploded. And I'm like, yeah, because I think the first sip of alcohol I took was the first time I exhaled in my life. Like, I just was like able to breathe. And as a mom of very high achieving athlete children, I try to parent them so much from the perspective of, it doesn't matter what you do on the court. It doesn't matter what you do in the field. It doesn't matter the grades you get. Like, you are loved because of who you are. But here's the crazy thing. My parents told me the same thing. It wasn't put on by them. There were no parental pressures. It was, you know, when you're really good, society rewards that, and that feels really good. And I don't know what human being doesn't continue to chase that feeling. And so, you know, it started out just drinking on the weekends. And then, you know, the weekends started to become, you know, here and there during the week. By the time I was a senior in high school, I was drinking most days of the week. The second I was out of the house and on my own, I was a daily drinker until the day I got sober. And I don't want to talk too much about this because I have so much I want to share. But when I say the plane went down in flames, like the plane went down in flames, I mean, I was arrested. I had DUIs. I couldn't, at the end of my drinking, which crazily enough was at 21 years old, I was very suicidal, but I honestly could not function. I couldn't form words. I couldn't write with a pen without actually having alcohol in my system to normalize my body. That's how addicted I was. And I was trapped. I was completely trapped. And through the grace of God, because that's, you know, on every podcast I'm interviewed on, they're like, what was the moment? What was the moment? And I'm like, there really isn't a moment for addicts. Like, all the moments you think would have gotten us sober just drove us deeper into the addiction because of the shame. Right. So it's not like, well, I got a DUI and I realized that's not how it works with addicts. And so for me, it was truly, I can't get out of this. And so the only solution here is going to be to end my life. And, but therefore the grace of God go I, you know, I got sober. I started going to meetings. I started going to 12-step recovery, even though I had tried that and I felt like it kept not working. Something finally worked. And I devoted my life in those early years to that. I still go to meetings 25 years later because I believe that I'm put on this earth to continue to carry the message to people that still struggle. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning years, it was the foundation. And I didn't realize how cool if that would actually be. Like, I was like, this sucks. You know, mm-hmm. I'm 21 years old. Like, I literally was like, I guess I'm just going to sit in a rocking chair the rest of my life, you know? But I didn't understand, and people didn't really start to clue in, I don't think, until probably my late 30s too, that they were like, wow, that whole sober thing, I think, was actually a really cool path for you. Like, they thought it sucked. You know, all my friends are like, well, that sucks. And now they're like, man, you've been like on a personal growth spiritual journey this whole time mm-hmm. when we've just been screwing off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that really does serve me. You know,
it does serve you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, the interesting thing is we can't have shame. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Moira, it's genetically, it's in our bones. Like my whole family on my mom's side, all alcoholics. So there's a genetic component. There's a personality component, the driver. And what you said is that when you took that first sip, it was like, oh, you could finally breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's real. That's real, right? Because we feel all this pressure to perform and to do well and to do more. And society rewards us for that. But it's when we switch that mindset and the belief about what is more,
right?
The belief about what is enough is what saved your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now you're out to save so many other people's lives.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've looked back and there was a point in my journey. There was a pivotal point about 10 years ago, and I had had success as an adult because, of course, that's who I am. I chase success. But there was a pivotal point 10 years ago where I released a lot of the shame that I was carrying and started to live more boldly and listen to the call that was on my life and not conform, you know, step outside the box, right? Step outside the box. And I also started to share my story. And I remember feeling like it was the most terrifying thing on planet Earth. Like somebody once said to me 10 years ago, hey, and this is a sober person who has like shares that on their social media, big influencer. And she said, why don't you share more about your sobriety? And I was like, oh, because it's private. You know, like I literally, like my breath was taken away and I thought I would never 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But then I felt that tap on my shoulder to just start to open that book. Like, I mean, gosh, it brings tears to my eyes to think about how terrified and afraid of judgment I was. And I remember the very first time I posted about my sobriety on social media, I literally, it was my anniversary. So I guess it was 15 years. I was 15 years sober. And I just put the Roman numerals up because that's how you recognize it in sobriety. And I literally just put the Roman numerals up and that was it. And I shut the computer and ran away. And I was like, well, the people that get it will get it. And the people that don't won't get it. So it was like this very sleuth move of like beginning to put my story out there. And so many people reached out. Oh my God, I didn't know. Oh my God, my mom's an alcoholic. My husband's an alcoholic. Can you help? Can you give me some guidance? And I mean, it's the only regret, Dawn, that I have in my entire life, because I don't believe in regrets. Everything that, you know, everything that's happened in my life got me here. The only regret is that I wasn't more bold with my story of sobriety at such a young age, because I could have impacted so many more lives. I could have potentially saved so many more lives. We have to share our stories. I don't care if it's addiction. You know, my son was diagnosed, I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent, but there's a point here. My son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 3 years ago. Probably every other month, I get a DM from a mom sitting in intensive care with her child who was literally just diagnosed within hours. What if I didn't share that story? Right? Like we have to just be bold enough to know that we're called to share our story, whether it's divorce or abuse or whatever struggle it is. You know, I was just on my mastermind, my 2% tribe call last night, and one of my members messaged me this morning and she said, listen, I know that you share your story all the time and this is no big deal, but you changed my life last night. Like you, I just want you to know that this is no big deal to you, but it's life changing to me. Mm-hmm.
If we all just peel back,
yes,
the facade that we put up, because we all have pain, we all have struggle, yes, we all have fear, we all have all of the things, and yeah, when you're secure enough with yourself, that the self-worth, when you feel good enough with yourself. And it doesn't have to be all these accolades. You don't have to be number one at this, number one podcast. That, like, when you feel good enough, and everyone has that birthright to feel good enough about themselves, that's when we can talk about our pain and be real and authentic, because we all share it. When you came on, when I was on your podcast and you shared, you know, I shared my story about alcoholism in my family. It's like, that's what bonded us together, because then it makes it real and authentic. And it's like, I just want to help you. You want to help me and you understand me. We all want to be validated and understood with our pain. And so, yeah, was it 10 years that it took you to share that? That's okay, because it's God's plan.
Yeah.
Like us Jesus believers and lovers, right? It's God's plan for you to be able to, at your time, right? Yeah. And there's so many more lives to save. And so I want to talk about that too, because the breakthrough, because of you went from low, low, low to almost being gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
To this level that most of us can't even fathom in our lives, financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Like, look at your hot freaking body. I kind of hate you sometimes when I watch you exercise. I'm like, I'm 53. It's too hard now. Like, I'm like, your ab challenge. I'm like,
now. It's so much harder now. Every morning, I feel like I feel like I'm going through the hormone thing. Every morning, I'm like, why is this so hard? It didn't used to be this. It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. I know. It's hard. It's hard for all of us. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I went through menopause at like 40, but I just, from age 52 to 53, there's been this big change. I'm like, I eat like I do calorie counting. I do my workouts. I do, like, it's just, it's women. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. And what you always see is not always what it is on the back end, but you do have this like perfect persona. I'm just saying, okay, my dog stopped eating my lip gloss. He's on the floor. I'm trying to listen to you. I'm like, you a-hole, like stop. It looks really pretty here, but if you saw like, right, like there's just shit all over the place.
If you could see my desk right now, you would die.
Yeah. But that's a driver in us, right? I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, let's have it look good. But behind the scenes is a hot fucking mess. But let's, because I'm here. So many times we shy away of like, before we started talking, it's about let's serve some people and we want to serve, but ladies listening, serving also means action. The reason why Moira's at the level that she's at is because she's taken the action. She's implemented what she learned in AA. She's implemented, and nobody gets to your level. Nobody gets to the next level without investing in themselves. Mm-hmm. So paying for services, paying to be part of groups,
yes,
investing in their future. Because when you invest in the right type of community, you get results that are tenfold or more. So 100%. I want to spend some time talking about how do people become part of your tribe and what do you offer and all of the goodness there?
Yeah. So I definitely have a lot of offerings. But the main thing I focus on is, well, I have a course, but I also have, it's called the 2% Tribe, because I really believe that, you know, I'm operating and have a desire to operate probably in the 0.2%, but it's called the 2% Tribe, because I just have this belief that most of the world is like miserable, right? And mm-hmm. and that's not a judgment. It's an observation that most people, it's a truth. Most people are, you know, grinding out their weekdays, hating their job, surviving barely in their marriage, tolerating their children to get to Friday, to numb out all weekend, to do it all over again. Like mm-hmm. that's not okay with me. Like I want to live an extraordinary life, right? I remember when I drug my husband to therapy, he's like, babe, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing really, but good is not good enough for me. Like we're good, but I want to be freaking great. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, God, you're such high I have high expectations of every area, right? If I'm not feeling good, I'm tackling the problem. Just like you said, what's the action? And so the 2% Tribe is really, it's my curriculum, right? So it's a curriculum that I built out that I'm like, everybody needs to know all these things. Like everybody needs to know a million things. So it's literally detailed out, right? You're going through this process. You're going through this exercise. You're going through this framework. Next, we go here. Next, we go here. Next, we go here. And what I found is like, if people just knew some stuff and had the tools, right? Like anything can come at me. And I feel like because I've been studying this since I was 21 years old and I'm 46 now. So like I have a PhD times 10 mm-hmm. in like, okay, I know exactly what to do. I know what tool to pull out. I know how to handle this. I know what to do. I know how to think. I know how to react to this. And it's not going to stop me. It may hurt. It may be painful. But it's not going to take me down because I know so much from a personal development toolkit, right? And I think the other thing that my superpower is, and this really didn't dawn on me until like this year, I was thinking back to like when I was in college and how I used to like lean over and like teach people things like calculus and statistics, because I'd be looking at the teacher and I'd be like, why are they're making this so hard. And then I would dumb down the information, strip it down, simplify it, and be like, just do A, B, and C. And my friends would be like, why didn't he tell me that? I'm like, I don't know. It's so much easier than what he's saying. And I'm a master at taking really complicated things and making it so simple that it's doable, that you can take the action and therefore experience the change. Like that's nice. My superpower. And so taking women through this process, they literally transform before my eyes. Like they are unrecognizable 6 months in. They think differently. They show up differently. Their marriages are differently. They're making more money. It's you're operating from a completely different space. And the funny thing is that what usually happens is there's like a rub, right? With like, I'm starting to have some issues with the people around me at work, or I'm starting to have some issues with some people in my family. I'm like, unfortunately, that's what happens, right? Because we start to pull away from societal norms. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank mm-hmm. God. So that's what I teach. It's a curriculum that's been built over years. It's freaking magic. And really, I developed it for kind of the tagline was, you want to make more impact and more income, because I think all women desire that, and we can't be afraid to talk about money, right? I always say, I want to put more money in the hands of good women, right? Because we can change the freaking world. So let's teach you how to create more impact in the world. And through that, you're going to make more income.
Yeah.
So that's what I do in the 2% tribe.
In the 2% tribe too, it's a community. It's a mastermind of women. And we know scientifically that when you surround yourself with like-minded individuals, your life automatically changes because of the energy and the different thinking, the different thought patterns, the different beliefs, the different mindset. Like, there's so much power in the right mastermind. Everybody has a freaking mastermind, but the right mastermind to get impact. And let's not be shy about the income, because there's nothing, because income's oxygen and we all need it. So you have this tribe, you have this mastermind. And if anyone wants to learn more, you can connect with Moira via Instagram. She's all over her website. You can get it in the show notes. We'll put a link here too. But you also do these live events, because we know that real transformation happens in person too. So talk a little bit about that too, before we go.
Yeah. So I do two live events a year and others in different capacities, but two main ones. And I don't know when this is dropping, but we've got one coming up and we've only got a few spots open. There is transformation that happens that isn't possible when you're sitting in front of your computer. That is possible when you are in person. There's a physiological shift in your energy, and energy is at the foundation of everything I teach. And so when you can pull out of your own life and get a different perspective, right? I mean, my greatest like aha moments, the breakthroughs in my business, all of that has always happened not in my day to day. I'm too busy. My brain is too crowded, right? So getting out of your life just for 2 days and physically stepping into that room where people operate at a different level, you will have access to not only your own higher level thoughts, but the higher level thoughts and ideas of those around you. I mean, it's so cliche, but you truly become who you surround yourself with. And I want to share this quick story, because I am such a big believer in investing in yourself. So two things, but I'm just thinking about, we were talking about action, 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 action. And it's like, it's another huge principle for me, because I'm like, the only thing that's going to change anything is action, right? So just 3 days ago on Monday, I was like, I hit a wall, right? And I was like, man, I keep trying to like physically feel better. I'm kind of frustrated in a few areas in my business. I'm this and that. And this had been going on for like a couple weeks, where I was like trying to change things and shift things. And finally I was like, okay, I'm done. And I fired a team member, hired a new team member, hired a new business coach, completely redid my social media strategy plan, decided to pick a new fitness program and hire an energy worker, because I was like, I'm done. I'm done trying or talking to people about it. What should I do? What do you think? I'm struggling with this. I'm like, I'm done. Like, time for massive action, right? Like, I'm changing everything. And I went to bed that night and I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep because I was so excited about all these changes. And I couldn't, like, do you ever feel like on Christmas Eve, like you can't wait to go to sleep so you can wake up the next morning? Like, that's how I felt. And I was like, I felt like crap earlier that morning. And I had felt like crap for 2 weeks. This shift came from taking massive action. And so often that is in hiring whoever it is, right? Whether it's a health coach, a personal mentor, whatever it is. But I want to share this because I never expected this. I didn't anticipate this. But a couple years ago, I invested in my coach and it was $100,000 a year. And I wasn't planning on it. I had no plans to do this. But another principle I teach is listen to the whisper. And you never know when that whisper is going to whisper something crazy. Like, all of a sudden you have no plans of hiring anyone and it's like, hire this guy. And I'm like, whoa, what? Like, I don't have $100,000 in my back pocket. This is not in the budget. This wasn't forecasted. And it was like, hire him. Like, you need to hire this person. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, like the tap on my shoulder. Yeah. So hemming and hawing, take the action. I decide to, you know, obviously it didn't happen like in 5 seconds, but I decided to make the investment. I was like, I'm going to either do it or not, jitter, get off the pot, make the decision. So I made the decision and I was flying out to meet with him 2 weeks from that day. When I made that wire transfer, I unlocked something in my heart and my soul and my brain that it almost felt like the Matrix, right? Like I put, it was like I instantly put goggles on and I saw things and had ideas and business strategies came into my mind that I couldn't see for 2 years. Because back then I was like in this, just like, what am I doing? What am I creating? What's the next pivot? For 2 years, I was in that spot. And in 2 weeks, I made decisions and took action on things that I could have never have dreamt possible. And when I walked in his office 2 weeks later for the first meeting, and this was not like me being funny, I said, I already got my money's worth. I got $100,000 back already. And he laughs and says, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you know, it's like, I bet on myself. I leveled up. In that moment, I became the person that invests $100,000 in her own success. I stepped into a new identity and therefore I unlocked another level. And you back yourself up against a wall in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'm not going to hem and haw and not take action now. Like, we're taking massive action. We're making decisions. We're launching things. We're deciding. And that never would have happened if I paid him $5,000.
Right. And it's risk you took and the belief you had in yourself to invest in yourself a big chunk of money. And when you do that, it puts so much like pain, like this has to turn into $1 million.
Right.
Yeah. And so you take the action. So the moral of the story is really about the risk and the belief. And if you want to play in the next level, you know, we only talk to ambitious women, achiever women, because we're a different breed, right? Mm-hmm. And not that we only talk to them, but we want more women to be ambitious because we do change the world and we're our heart is in the right spot. But when you become that ambitious woman and take the risk in yourself, because it was really about yourself,
right?
You get to that next level. And so, the investment in your mind, the investment in being around like-minded people is really where it's all at.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and so much can change so fast. Like, that's just what I want to leave people with is like, so much can change so fast when you take massive action, right? Mm-hmm. And there is risk. You can't go 10 levels up without risk. You know, it's like, you have to create that healthy pressure on yourself that you're not being, you know, completely irresponsible. But another piece of that really quickly, just to kind of drive the point home, was I was working in a network marketing company. I'd been in the top 10 like multiple times and I was tired and I was burnt out. And I was like, you start to believe the story of like, okay, I've done my piece. Like, I don't need to keep proving myself. It's time for me to take my foot off the gas a little bit. And then I happened to be on MLS and I found a sketch of my dream house that was on the beach. And I brought it. I brought the laptop to my husband in bed. And I remember I was like, and he was like, I don't know what you're smoking, but we can't afford that. And I wanted it. It was literally what I had envisioned. I mean, the story behind it's insane. I could tell you like 1,000 things where you would just be like, no way. And I wanted it. And we stretched ourselves financially to lock this house that I now live in. And I remember talking to a business mentor and I was shaking in my boots, right? Like, is the income, what's happening with my income? Am I going to be able to continue to make this? Am I going to be able to continue to grow? We just put a contract down on this beach house. And at the end of the conversation, after we talked finances for an hour, he said, you know, I think this beach house is going to be the best dang thing that ever happened to your business. And what did I do? I tripled my income and became the number one person in a $1 billion company that year because my back was up against the wall. I never would have gone to that level had we not bought this house.
Yes. I totally believe that. And as an advisor, you think I would think differently, but the same stuff. Like, you buy the thing, you do the investment, you invest in the communities, you know, where you think you should be, mm-hmm. and you know you should be, and then life unfolds.
Yes.
So I want to wrap this up. So action is what's keep coming up here. And a lot of times, other people in our communities don't have the action gene. If you are listening and you're like, I get that, ladies, but I don't have that top like strength of action, be around Moira that has the action gene, because that you start to implement what other people have. It's this mm-hmm. energy of the group, and surround yourself with action people. Cause if you don't have the action, you can actually absorb it from other people, because Moira will make you have the action, or she will have the team in place to have you take the action.
And it's also like an action formula, right? It's like when there's so much that, and this is why I have such curriculum built out, but it's like when you can really learn how to create a vision for your life, it propels you into action, right? Mm-hmm. When you can start to understand that it's literally the thoughts that you're thinking that control your feelings, that control your actions, that become your habits, that become your life. And so you're like, oh my gosh, I've never even thought about my thoughts. Well, you better start thinking about your thoughts, because that's the first domino.
Yes.
When we can start to control that, then we control the action, right? Mm-hmm. So it's
100%. It's everything, and we can control everything. The thinking.
Yes.
Our power is to be able to control the thinking. We might not be able to control our emotions all the time,
right?
Because
of
genetic and all that kind of stuff. We can manage them.
Yeah.
But we can control our thoughts. And that's the beauty of this. And I want to conclude with this, is that you can have the perfect everything and control your thoughts and manage your emotions and create the habits and the action. But there's nothing more powerful than surrendering all that to God, because Amen. We can still do all of the things, but still feel empty inside. And if you don't have a spiritual connection with something bigger than yourself, mm-hmm. you're going to continue to do all the earthly things, right? But you're going to still feel empty. And Amen. The thing that Moira has, and we have connected in our, like, just the synergies we have together, is we do all the earthly things right. And we also have that spiritual connection.
Yes.
So if you want to be part of the 2% tribe, if you want to come to these events, like, that's where life transforms.
Yes.
Connect with Moira. Where can they find you? Like, where's the best place for them to find you?
I would say Instagram. Instagram is kind of where I live, you know, and it's Moira Casaba on Instagram. It's Moira Casaba on YouTube. It's MoiraCasaba.com. So it's super easy. You'll just have to look in the show notes to figure out how to spell that.
How to spell it and pronounce it and all of the things.
Yeah. But you can send me a DM on Instagram. I answer my own DMs. I don't have an assistant doing that. You know, you can find my email. So however I can serve you, I mean, it's what I wake up every day. And I know that's what I'm put on this earth to do, is just to help women specifically unlock the next level. And it's not as hard as you think. Like, mm-hmm. you can do it. You just have to have the right person telling you the right things and teaching you the right things.
And be in the right community. So love, I just love this. Like, seriously, we're on the opposite side of the country. But if you want to invite me anytime to your house, your beach house,
anytime.
I'm there, and vice versa. When you want to get into the desert, like, I'm there for you. I'm super honored to be in your tribe, and thank you. And I can't wait to watch everyone's life transform as we continue to move forward. Thank you, Moira.
Thank you so much for having me, Dawn. I adore you. I love you. And I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you.